Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back to another edition, kids. I'm your host, Metal Dad. Up in the irons, as we normally do. This will be the last time we up the irons this year, though. This is our final sort of regular episode of 2025, because beginning next week, Christmas week, we've got back-to-back episodes where we are counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2025. And that will air the day after Christmas. We will not air on Christmas Day. The day after Christmas, and then on New Year's Day and January 2nd, you will hear our top 20 metal albums. But for now, we're up in the irons. Iron Maiden, The Prisoner, one of my all-time favorite Maiden tunes. Hadn't heard that one in a while. Figured I'd troll it out for you. We got a good episode. We've got the Heavy Metal World Tour, some killer albums celebrating anniversaries, and I thought we would kind of peek ahead in this first segment of the show to some albums that are going to be coming out in January of 26. And let's start with a band out of Sweden called Bullet. And they've got a new album coming out through Steam Hammer on January 9th called Kickstarter. Let's give you the title track. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Leave it!
Metal Dad Radio. And there you go, a block of songs coming off albums in January of 2026, including one from Oraculum from Chile, who's got a new album coming out through Invictus Productions called Hybris Divina. And we gave you the track off of that called Mendacious Heroism. Before that, we gave you a track from an Austrian band, Elende, who has a new record coming out called Zerfall through AOP Records. That's January 2nd. That'll be out. We gave you the track Wahrheit Teil 2, or Truth Part 2 in English. And starting off the block from Sweden, Bullet, who's got a new record Kickstarter coming out through Steamhammer on January 9th. And we gave you the title track off of that. All right. It's time now for the Heavy Metal World Tour, our final Heavy Metal World Tour of 2025. And we're going almost all the way around the world, from where I am anyway, to Tokyo, Japan. And Tokyo and Japan in general has, of course, a huge and long metal history. And so I thought what I'd do is pull three tracks from albums that came out this year from bands from Tokyo, Japan. And no, we're not playing Psy, because we've played that a couple times already. So let's play some bands we've never played before, including a band out of Tokyo called Brutal Decay, who back in February of this year released an album called Slaughter in Hell. I'll give you a track off it right now. This one's called Hunt to Kill. Smell Dead Radio.
Out!
Metal Dad Radio, and there you go. Three tracks from some killer bands from Tokyo, Japan, who all put out records this year, including that band right there called Ghost Cries, who put out a record just this past September, September 24th, through Repentless Records, called Vrykolakis. And we gave you a track off of that called Vanitas. Some killer symphonic blackened death metal. Before that, we gave you some brutal death metal from Ruthless Inhumanity, and yes, they are named after an internal bleeding song. But they put out a new record in May called To Be Realized in the Presence of Death. And we gave you the track off of that, Crime Against Humanity. And then starting off the block, Brutal Decay, with the track off of their new album, Slaughter in Hell, which came out in February of 25. Hunt to Kill was the name of the track there. So there you go. Killer stuff. I will tell you, I had to weed through a lot of melodic power metal to get to those three tracks. don't know what's going on in Tokyo, but there are a lot of melodic power metal bands out there right now. Good for them. So let's go now into album celebrating anniversaries. We're going to go all the way back to start into 1987. December 19th, 1987, Toxic released their debut album, World Circus, through Roadrunner. Let's give you a track off that now. This is Social Overload. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Oh,
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three killer classic albums celebrating anniversaries this week, including the aptly titled Dance of December Souls, which was released by Catatonia December 15th, 1993, their debut album through No Fashion Records. Still one of their best records. Love that album. In Silence Enshrined was the name of that tune. Before that, we gave you another Swedish band, Marduk, who on December 23rd, 1992, released their debut full-length album, Dark Endless, also through No Fashion Records. We gave you The Sun Turns Black as Night off of that album. And then starting off the block, not from Sweden, but from Westchester County, New York, Toxic, who on December 19th, 1987, released their debut album, World Circus, through Roadrunner Records. And we gave you the track Social Overload, which if I were to re-record that song for this year, it would be Social Media Overload. Yeah. All right, so we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to We Believe's first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. Don't forget, kids, next week and the week after, and if you miss them, you'll find them in the Cygnus Radio Archives, our countdown of the top 20 metal albums of 2025. Next week, you'll get numbers 20 through 11, and then on New Year's Day and January 2nd, you will get numbers 10 through 1. And the Candyman will be here with me to count them down, which is why we're doing this so late in the year. I had to wait for the kid to come home from college. All right. This is Sabbath. This is Sweet Leaf. Till next week, kids. We'll be right back.